Psalms chapter 52. Wondering what the famous Black Friday is all about? The term Black Friday was first used in the decade of the 1950s, when Philadelphia police used the term Black Friday to refer to the day between Thanksgiving and the Army-Navy game. Huge crowds of buyers and tourists arrived in the city that Friday, and police had to work long hours to maintain the order of the pedestrians and the automobile traffic. Today, in the United States, Black Friday is about buying more for less. It stands for taking advantage of the offers and buying Christmas gifts for less so you can relax for the coming holidays. This is not the kind of Black Friday that David had in mind when he wrote the psalm. He and his 600-man army were being persecuted, and they had to flee to the desert because the prophet told David that the very people he and his men had been protecting would not think twice before handing them over to the enemy, Saul. This is not like someone behind you on the shopping line in a store who comes forward and grabs the last unit of the product on the shelf that you wanted so much to buy. It's about life and death. It's about being at the end of one's rope. But again, his faith reappears. Verse 4. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. David recovers. Like a rubber duck, which the deeper you sink into the water, the more intense it becomes on its way to the surface. And Thanksgiving is back in business on the lips of the psalmist David. Verses 6 and 7 will sacrifice a free will offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles. This is much better than today's deals. Eternal salvation, which once the cost the very life of the Creator. And today, you can acquire it free of charge, because by grace, we are saved through faith in Christ. And this is not from ourselves. It is a divine offer. And don't worry, there is enough for all mankind.